From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House appears to be siding with Israel in its assessment that Iran has repeatedly lied about the extent of its nuclear weapons program. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the 2015 Iran nuclear deal was made on what she called an entirely false pretense.
Iran lied on the front end. They were dishonest actors. And so the deal that was made on things that weren't accurate. And we have a big problem with that, particularly the fact that Iran's nuclear capability were far more advanced and far further along than they ever indicated, which if this nuclear deal maintains as it is right now, when the sunset provision hits in 7 years, they will be much further along in the process and able to make a nuclear weapon much quicker than they've ever indicated before.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday made a public large trove of documents that he said came from Iran's secret atomic archives. The presentation came less than 2 weeks before President Donald Trump is to decide whether to end sanctions relief on Iran. In Australia Wednesday, French President Emmanuel Macron said he doesn't know what President Trump will do.
We will have to prepare such a broader negotiation and a broader deal, because I think nobody wants a war in the region and nobody wants an escalation in terms of tension in the region.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the Israeli presentation underscores the importance of keeping inside the Iran Accord. In Nigeria, explosions near a mosque in the northeast town of Mubi Tuesday killed at least 28 people. Dozens more were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but they are the kind of attacks that the Boko Haram insurgency has carried out in the past. This is VOA News. Senior Trump administration trade officials arrive in China for crucial talks aimed at avoiding a trade war over the imbalance between the world's top two economies, as well as allegations of Chinese intellectual property theft. Robert Lighthizer, U.S. Trade Representative, spoke to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce ahead of his trip.
It's not my objective to change the Chinese system. The Chinese have their own system. The president says this all the time, and it seems to work for them. That's fine. What I have to be in a position where the United States can deal with it, where the United States isn't the victim of it.
Lighthizer is accompanied by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, and two White House economic advisors. The administration has threatened tariffs of up to $50 billion of Chinese goods, with Beijing vowing to retaliate. President Xi Jinping's chief economic advisor will be part of the Chinese delegation in those talks scheduled to take place Thursday and Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes of an unknown origin killed nearly two dozen civilians in an Islamic State-controlled village in northeast Syria. Among those killed were 10 children. The strikes took place in an area where U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels have been battling IS fighters. In Armenia, tens of thousands of protesters Wednesday blocked roads to the capital Yerevan and to the airport after Armenian opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan called for a campaign of civil disobedience after his bid to become prime minister was blocked. Addressing supporters Tuesday, Pashinyan called the ruling of Republican Party's behavior blocking his candidacy in parliament provocative. After days of protests, former President Serge Sarkisian resigned the post of prime minister after the opposition accused him of clinging to power. Some May Day marchers turned violent on Tuesday. In Paris, masked and hooded anarchists smashed shop windows, set cars alight, and threw stones at police who responded with tear gas. Over 100 were arrested. In Turkey, dozens of demonstrators were detained, while close to a million Cubans rallied in Havana, marking the first May Day in the post-Castro era. Morocco Tuesday cut ties with Iran over Tehran's support of the Polisario Front. In Rabat's long-standing dispute over the Western Sahara, Foreign Minister Hasser Barita accused Tehran and Hezbollah of training and arming Polisario fighters through its embassy in Algeria. U.S. stocks closed mixed in Tuesday trading, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index losing 64 points, 24,099. On Wednesday, U.S. central bank policymakers will end a two-day meeting, but they're not expected to raise a key interest rate. That rate was raised last month. The Fed promised at least two more rate hikes this year. Meanwhile, U.S. factory activity slowed in April, manufacturers having to pay higher costs for commodities. Meanwhile, new vehicle sales fell amid colder-than-normal temperatures last month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.